Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. We design, craft and install beautiful kitchens. cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
Now, it's that time of the year again. Whether you're at home or abroad and in need of an escape from the holiday heat, our Waterford librarians are back with their top summer reads for children, and we might sneak in a few for adults at the end too. Jenny Loughran and Tracy McEnany are both very welcome. Great to have you here. So you've some great lists for us to keep children going during the summer. And this is the summer stars time, isn't it, as well, in our library. So children have a reason to read because they're filling in their cards.
Yes.
Children have a reason to read and the parents have a reason to bring them in. And we have been chock-a-block with people registering for Summer Stars. All the libraries do it. It's an amazing incentive. It keeps the children reading all through the summer. And then in September, October, they'll get a certificate and a medal from their library. It's a really achievable, fun, fantastic way
win,
to engage
win.
Children. Win-win.
Just to warn you, you don't usually see queues in a library, but you can expect queues in libraries at the moment because it's the Summer Stars reading programme. And it's also the little library book bags. So the little library book bags
school.
Is for people. Yeah, they're starting school
it's
in September. They come in to get that. So it's mad.
Now, will we start with the youngest? This is one for ages 2+. It's by Helen Docherty and David Roberts. And it's called Someone Like You. Someone Just Like You.
Someone Just Like You. It's a wonderful book for teaching children empathy towards others who come from different backgrounds. Now, I picked it up because David Roberts is the illustrator. I love his work. He's done everything from Dirty Bertie to Ada Twist. He's brilliant. And his artwork is stunning in this lovely book, Someone Just Like You. But I wasn't expecting the story to hit me so deeply. If you're going to read this to your small person in your life, read it yourself first. Somewhere in the world, there's someone just like you who laughs the same way and finds the same things funny. That's the way the writing is in it. It's beautiful. It's emotional. It's got a powerful message. Helen Docherty's very lyrical and her rhymes perfectly complement the illustrations. It's a really, really, really special picture book.
Okay, so that's Someone Just Like You for our very young readers. And then we're moving to age 4 to 6, and this is called Word Trouble by Viara Boyajeva.
Word Trouble, and this is a lovely story. So we have our main little character called Ronnie, and he moves to a new country and wants to make friends. But on his first day at school, he says, "My name is Four, I am Ronnie Ears." Old and the other children laugh because his words are mixed up and they don't know if he's doing it on purpose, and he feels sad and he misses his old friends, but he soon learns that being kind and sharing laughs will help him make new friends. It's a first book from the author. It's a really, really charming debut. And it's lovely. It's about language barriers, communication, a young child's immigrant journey, and ultimately friendship.
That's
lovely.
Word Trouble.
Word
now,
Trouble.
Tracy, we're moving on to some lovely picture books now. And we're starting off with this Grumpy Badger. And this comes from Paddy Donnelly.
He has produced 25 picture books. This is the most gorgeous book you're ever going to see. I think picture books, if you love books, if you love illustrations, just go into your local library or go into your bookshop and have a look at the picture books. This is Badger Books by Paddy Donnelly. It's about a grumpy badger who owns a bookshop, has a book on every animal except for one, and Fox is looking for that one book. It is about reading, writing, friendship, and it's from the author of Fox and Sons Tailors, and that's also included in the book, but this is a really gorgeous book.
Badger Books.
Badger Books.
Paddy Donnelly. You've Spring Chicken by Paul Nugent next.
That's about Amelia Egghart is a chicken with a dream. these picture books are just unbelievable. Goats Don't Wear Coats is by Mary Barry. This is a lovely book. She's got a lot of books published already, but this is one of my favourites. It's a rhyming book with beautiful illustrations. Goats don't wear coats, only dogs wear coats. And then you've got, you know, floaty coats, farty coats, rainbow coats, etc. And it's by, the illustrators are done by Osadi Sandrika. So I'm sure I pronounced that wrong. But again, the illustrations in this book are just really, really gorgeous.
So that's Goats Don't Wear Coats. And then you've A Little Birdie Told Me by Tarsila Cruz.
That's right. If you open the front cover of this picture book, you get the birds, names and illustrations. So it's educational as well as entertaining. So a really fantastic book.
Now, moving from animals to monsters, this is Letters to a Monster by Patricia Ford and Sarah Warburton. Burton Tracy.
I know I've got a lot of illustrators today that have funny, the names are hard to pronounce. This is about Sophie. She's writing a letter to a monster under the bed, but the monster doesn't live under the bed anymore because there is a gorilla under the bed. A very funny book about making unexpected friends. It's brilliant, gorgeous book.
Letters to a Monster. Okay, now, parents might enjoy the next one you have for us. Don't Trust the Fish. I like the sound of this one.
This is by Neil Sharpson and Dan Santate. It's another one. The parents, we picked books actually today specifically that the parents will enjoy reading as well as the children.
That's important too.
Oh, so important.
You might have to read them a few times.
100 times, exactly. Fish, what do we really know about them? They live under the water. We don't know what they're plotting down there. One thing for sure, don't trust fish. This is a lovely book and it gives you the idea that you're actually going underwater because it's kind of aquamarine blue cover and discover what is under your waters.
Okay, Jenny, you have one for us called The Lost Treasure of Clue Bay by Sarah Kilcoyne. And you're suggesting this might be a wind down bedtime read.
A wind down bedtime read. We know during the summer holidays, bedtimes are out the window and bright evenings. But The Lost Treasure of Clue Bay by Sarah Kilcoyne, I'd recommend it for age 4 to 8 and a bedtime story. So we have Saoirse. She's visiting her granddad in the quiet countryside of Mayo, and he tells her a tale about a legendary pirate queen's lost treasure hidden somewhere in the sparkling islands of Clue Bay. Saoirse and her granddad's clever dog Nasa hop into a little rowing boat and they set off on a magical adventure. They meet all sorts of curious creatures, including a gentle giant who might just hold the secret to the treasure's hiding place. But when she wakes up the next morning, safe in her own bed, she wonders if it was all a dream, until a curious little keepsake shows her that the adventure might be more real than she thought. It's beautifully illustrated. I actually picked it up by the cover. It was one of those ones I saw it front face and I went, oh, I picked that up, and I was not disappointed. It's really whimsical, it's adventurous and really, really perfect for a bedtime story.
I already feel invested in that one from your description, The Lost Treasure of Clue Bay. And the next one we have, Jenny, this is inspired by the penguins. Is it at Dublin Zoo?
Penguins at Dublin Zoo. And this one's not for bedtime. It's very lively. It's called Penguin TV by Niamh Sharkey. It's a picture book. It's fun. It's got lots of facts. It's got some really fun characters. So we're all familiar, a lot of us are familiar with the webcam that Dublin Zoo have where we can watch the penguins. But what we don't realise is the penguins in Dublin Zoo actually have a reality TV show. We think we're watching them on the webcam, they're starring their own TV show. And there's no bedtime for these penguins when Penguin TV is on. So we have Horatio, Myrtle, Otto, a whole cast of the Humboldt penguins. They show off their special skills, try to teach humans all about penguin life. And plenty of laughs along the way. Really happy, fun book.
Sounds
really
great.
Well illustrated. Owen Churcher is the illustrator there. It's brilliant.
Don't try that at bedtime. That's
no, not bedtime. Anytime but bedtime. It's really good.
Penguin TV by Niamh Sharkey. And then we have an illustrated book for all ages. This is the Illustrated Encyclopedia of Irish Lighthouses by David Hare.
And I think I've recommended this book already, but I am just so crazy about this book. It's so beautiful. It's one of my standout favourite books that have come out in recent times. It really deserves, everyone should see this book. It's suitable for all ages. It's a lovely, big, large illustrated book. You can read it as a family. Confident readers will read it alone. Plan your trips and visits around Ireland. It gives you a list of all the lighthouses you can visit. It tells us about how the lighthouses were built, how they work, the only lighthouse in Ireland ever to be destroyed by the sea, the wildlife, what it's like to work on it when it worked on a lighthouse, or what it was like to live on one in the past, all the places that we're used to hearing on the weather forecast, Fastnet, Blacksod, Tusker, and Ireland's oldest lighthouse, Huckhead, which when we were visiting, we were waving over to Tremor from it and shouting Tracy's name. It's a really, really engaging, beautifully illustrated book. The facts will interest children, and there's facts for parents. The writer, Brendan Behan's father, was employed to paint the lighthouse at St John's Point in County Down, and when Brendan Behan was a teenager, he had a summer job working there with him. Really quirky things you think you'd never have known.
Lots of interesting things
in
there.
And it sounds like, you know, an encyclopedia, but it's amazing.
That's
amazing,
one,
beautiful
that's
book.
One for everybody, as you say. Now we're moving up. We were talking about the younger readers there in the main, but we have graphic novels now for children who are 8 and up, and we start with This Cow with a Big City Dream. Tracy,
The Musicians by Steve Beeling and Jeff Cowter. It's if a child loves Dog Man and the Investigator series, they will love this hilarious book. Hugh is a cow. He's never left the family farm. He wants to go to New York to compete in America's Got Talent. His father tells him, beware of the chickens, because the chickens are always out to get you. The presenters of the Amu, because it's got talent, is called Brian Seahorse and Zygmunt Cowbell.
Okay, we get it.
Yeah. Lots of animals. And if you love animals, you will love this story. Age 8 plus. I was reading a comic a night for the past few days, and I've never slept well. I've slept as so well, because you get to finish the comic and then, you know, the story is all finished up and you can go to bed then. You're not thinking what's happening.
I suppose, yes, less distracting.
Exactly.
Compared to what we normally read. Now, mm-hmm. the next one you reckon works as an audio book, Nina Peanut, Epic World Tour Era by Sarah Bowie.
I just wanted to see if these books did work as audiobooks. Yes, they do. It's only about 2.5 hours long. It's the new adventure from Nina Peanut, you know, your favourite adventurer. She goes on her summer holidays. She is going to the Golden Banana. She thinks this is an exclusive resort. She's friends with an influencer and, you know, she's thinking this influencer is going to be at this resort. We've all been on the transfers from the airport and you're going past these 5-star hotel and you're saying, oh, that could be mine. You're going, no, that could be mine. No, that could be mine. No. And of course, that's what happens. So there's a lot of relatable things happen in this book that all adults will relate to. And of course, she goes to the Golden Banana. And of course, sometimes these fancy 5-star mightn't be as good as the 2-star that's full of fun. So just beware of that when you're booking your holidays. But it's really, yeah, I love this book. It was very, very good.
Okay, and it works as an audiobook.
Oh, absolutely.
That's a good idea mm-hmm. for the car sometimes as well, if you're going on a long car journey, to stick one of those on that everyone can listen to. Now, a little bit older, 9 to 12, this is a classic 80s series. People might remember this. The Babysitter's Club is back.
Yes, and this is in graphic novel form. This is very, very popular in our libraries. You've got Kirsty, Mary, Anne, Claudia and Stacey. They've all set up a babysitter a business. The Irania Telgatar is the illustrator. And these books are very, very popular. And there's a lot in the series, so it keeps people going.
And you have a couple more graphic novels to run through for us. If you just give us a few titles there, Tracy, that you have. This is for the older group as well, 9 to 12.
This is Cowgirls and Dinosaur series, Lucy Ebrey. Heroes of Olympus, this is the return to Percy Jackson world. Look at them in graphic novels or in book form as well. And then you've got Tom Crean by Michael Smith. And I thought that was very, very good too as well.
Oh, they all learn about Tom Crean in school. So that'll work well because they know a bit about him already. And then for older readers, we have a graphic novel about growing up with OCD.
Wow, this book, I loved it. I'd never heard of Pan Cook, right? He is an illustrator. He is a cartoonist, I should say. He resides in Dublin. He has got 363,000 followers on Instagram.
Incredible.
Did you hear of him?
No.
No, nobody's heard of him. But he's brilliant. And he's done created comics for Amnesty International, Campaign Zero. Take a look at his Instagram because he does cartoons about real people, but they're in cartoon form, and it's really, really interesting. But this is Puzzled by Pan Cook. It's a memoir about growing up with OCD. Very good, very informative, good illustrations, easy to read, an eye-opener for a person who doesn't have OCD, even though I think everybody has some sort of form of OCD. Pan has OCD himself, and most people with OCD wait 11 years with symptoms before seeking help. I thought this was a really, really good book.
Fabulous.
And easy to read.
Okay, Jenny, I'm going to come back to you now because I want to move on to some novels for the ages 9 to 12. Scarlet and Ivy, this is a series by Sophie Cleverly.
Oh, Scarlet and Ivy series. This is a series that came out a couple of years ago and I only discovered it recently and I was like, wow, because I've been waiting for a series like this. There's 6 books in this and this series will keep a voracious reader going. And I love her style of writing. Her characters are brilliant. She's got a really good world building. You're into the world that she's created straight away. And they're spooky and they're thrilling and they're set in the 1930s in a creepy school called Rockwood. And Scarlet and Ivy are twins. Scarlet's the troublemaker and Ivy's the kind of quiet, brainy one. But they dive headfirst into dark secrets and spine-tingling mysteries. If you like the Murder Most Unladylike series or Sally Lockhart, any of those kind of books, and there's six books, you can start anywhere. But I would recommend beginning with book one. And when you come into your library and you've gotten book one, when you're collecting that book, say to the librarian, can you please order book two for me straight away? Please order
it
and keep it. And then the grown-up gets an email as soon as that book's arrived, and there's no gap in between. With Scarlet and Ivy, absolutely great series.
I love a good series, because if they enjoy something, to be able to go back to the next one is just, it just solves a problem.
You know, and
it?
Equally, like with a child who's a reluctant reader, a child with voracious reader, who's a voracious reader, can be equally difficult to keep them reading and keep them reading books that are appropriate for their age and that'll keep their interest. So loved finding the Scarlet and Ivy series.
And this next one, you want us to wreck it, do you?
Yeah, wreck it. And you won't get this next one I recommend, and you can't actually get it in the library. You'll have to go into your local bookshop to buy it. There's a couple of versions of it out. The original one was called Wreck This Journal, and now there's one Wreck This Journal Now in colour. So basically it's a notebook, a journal, and of course as adults we're all being told to journal everything, for young people with prompts in it telling them what to do. And so it's everything from draw a continuous line on this page, and then another prompt I remember is tear this page out, crumple it up, put it in your compost bin, punch holes in the page, paint with coffee on this page. But it's really, really, really good. They're imaginative prompts. They dare you to scribble, rip, smudge, go totally off script. And I'd recommend it, Wreck This Journal. You'll need to buy it. Like, if you got that line in the school report that said practice writing, get that pencil grip going,
this
or pen,
yeah.
Or if that child is going for that ever elusive pen license. And it's also, if you're buying a book for a young person in your life, it's a great gift. You're not sure what they're reading, it's a great gift to give them. In my local bookshop, it was in the teenage section, but I would give it for age 8, 9, 10 upwards.
All the way up. Yeah. Right. Okay. Now, can we jump to the adult books, please? Because I'm coming to the end of my two books that I'm listening to one, reading the other. So I need some suggestions, because we have the children entertained now, right? They're all busy doing their bits. And this one by Lisa Harding, Jenny, do you like this one?
Yeah. And I've only got one book to recommend for today because the school holidays have started, but it's called The Wildlings by Lisa Harding. And one of my friends said to me, it's horrible people doing horrible things to each other, and I couldn't stop turning the page. So we have our two characters, Jessica and Linda. They've been inseparable since one of them started school. I won't give any spoilers, we never do. The first three chapters dive into their very different but very dysfunctional childhoods, following them into the chaos of college life together. It's set in 1990s Dublin, and the story unfolds through flashbacks as one character recounts her life in therapy years later.
Okay, so that's a good one for us. That's The Wildlings by Lisa Harding. And then we have Broken Country by Claire Leslie Hall.
There is a murder trial from chapter one. You don't know who is killed or who is the killer. This is a bit of a love triangle. It's set in the 60s and 70s. It's in England. It's Beth, Gabriel and Frank, and they're more or less involved in a love triangle. Gabriel is Beth's first love and Frank is her husband. And they're caught up in a love triangle. There's a murder. Which one is murdered? Who did the murdering? The film rights have already been sold to Hello Sunshine and 3000 Pictures. Okay. It's a Reese Witherspoon book club pick. And come here, a very, very quick one that I'm always dying to get in. Morris and Marilyn by Sophie Elmhurst. Non-fiction. Brilliant book. It reads like a non-fiction book. It's about a shipwreck. It's such a great book. Go and get it.
We could keep going. There are so many books, but we've come to the end. Thank you both so much. Jenny and Tracy are Waterford librarians, and we'll see you again very soon. That brings us to the end of the programme, which was produced by Ronan Coveney.